And we're back. We had a exciting giveaway week last week.
Man, that was fun.
I'll have it all up on peaceandriot.com, all
What a good
7 of the
week.
winners. Beard and I really appreciate all the love and support. Usually we'll start with a spiel about, Beard and Nooch, and nah, it was
This
fantastic.
one's for the fans. Thank you guys. That was amazing.
Fantastic. The 7 winners, thank you guys, got it all out.
Seven winners, and we got them all out within the week, like we promised.
Good stuff too. I mean, good homes. You got our the sacks ending up in good homes and
Saw a
just
great picture where one of those sacks is hanging over somebody's
in a grow
grow
room.
space. That's awesome. What a perfect home for that.
That's exactly where that needed to end
What a
up.
perfect
So
home for
thank
that.
you. I'll make sure I have all the pictures, everything up online. You can go to peaceandriot.com. Then you got a Nucci. That's the beard.
And the beard.
We're just catching up with this week. We
That's
took
the beard 710 on Instagram. That's the Nooch 710 on Instagram.
the work to get that stuff out, like the postal service and their accessibility and things like that.
We raced to one to try to get in before they closed, and we didn't. So then we had to race cross to another one, and we got there in time, thankfully.
Met a cool military old man.
Yep, I noticed his forearm tattoo was an old school CB tattoo, but it was, I mean, this tattoo was older than I was, judging by the way that the ink was going, and it was starting to turn all green, like the old Navy tattoos would be because of so much salt water and sunlight. And the guy was up in front of us, and so I kept looking at his tattoo and kind of reaching, peeking around, and making myself more obvious that I was trying to look at it until he would make
Like
eye
you were trying to
contact.
hit on him initially,
Well, he's an
and
older guy, he's trying to focus, and so I made it obvious I was looking until he noticed me, and I said, I'm trying to see if that tattoo, if I got it right, is that an old school Navy tattoo? And he goes, yeah, actually it was. I got that back in Vietnam on the boat cruise. And I was straight up turned to you and I said, yep, I was right. This man is more badass than anybody in here.
yeah, old nice guy. He definitely had the procedure down better at the post office.
Oh yeah, he's done that before.
I didn't even know Mama Nooch's address.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, I did.
Was the zip code was off one
No,
or?
the number on the address, the numeric, but I went with other people's messages instead of the
You
one
went
I
off of what
knew.
you were sent and not what's just out of memory.
I knew, and then I was like, it should come up. This is a place I've sent them. So we appreciate it. Everyone's got their stuff delivered or sent out. All kinds of pics coming up. Lots of Canafam got the stuff. We love that.
We'll put all that up on the website.
All
That's
of it. Just like
peacenriot.com.
that.
Peace the letter nriot.com. No apostrophe like that.
We'll have some new Cannabis Academy coming out too, some good stuff. It's just been a good week. I know they had Earl Cup this weekend. That obviously we'll wait for everything to come from that. There's some more coming this year too, and we'll make sure we
We got the
attend all
Earl
those.
Camp coming up.
Exactly, which will be absolutely like
That one should be
amazing.
just incredible. It'll be the first recreational and medicinal 3-day-long camping cannabis fest.
What's the
And
what's
that's in, I think, October.
So like if you hit an emergency bathroom situation and you stop at, let's say, like a grocery store.
Okay. Which I've done constantly because you know that I wait outside a
Why
grocery
would a
store.
place like that have single ply?
Oh, for saving money, it's terrible. And to reduce, I think that businesses that use single ply in a restroom do that solely to deter people from using their restroom on a repeated basis.
Man, single plies
Because
are rough.
if you go there and you get that rough experience of single ply, you come off the roll and you can see right through it and still see the lines in the tile on the
It's
other
all
side.
wax papery.
You take
Man.
and you're just wrapping around. So you finally get your 18 layers of it and you fold that in half to make
You
a
go all
thickness,
catcher's mitt on it. You gotta
Well,
just like full blown like
yeah.
un you just
And
gotta
it's
unveil.
the terribility of that top layer, no matter how many, you just, wow.
What a catch.
Fuck the catch. I'm glad you didn't push the wrong button sliding that thing
I
across the
might have
keyboard.
anyways.
Yeah, so if we lost it, you guys, we'll
Yeah.
catch up next
I
time.
caught it though, which is even better.
It's, man, you are just, put it, before you break something.
Yeah,
Before
the
you
one
break
ply,
something.
no bueno.
Yeah.
Especially when I know 50 meters away, there's a better option.
Yeah.
Like a row of giant quilted, or if you're a high-ender,
I was like, what?
the wet
Now, here's the
naps.
thing. If you're at a grocery store and you know it has the one ply, let's say you've been there before, you've gone through the terrible one ply experience, you have the opportunity to go buy a little four pack
How funny would that
of the
be?
quilted
Just
to go
walk
buy
in
it,
and just
scan
walk.
that
They're
at
like,
the.
sir, nope,
No, you, no,
no.
no. You
I
just,
bought it.
no, go to the little checkout.
I
You do
know.
the little
They're
self
like,
one.
so you can't
You
take
ring it, you
product
take
back
that,
there? No one would stop you.
you
The
bought it,
workers
it's
would be
yours.
like, hey, just leave
I get
it.
it. Yeah,
The
hey, can
worker,
you, and let me get a roll.
hey,
I had
leave
like a
it.
dollar on that, a pack.
Man, one ply. What a terrible invention.
Terrible, terrible, terrible invention. I know it's good for septic tanks that are old and terrible.
I guess if you
and,
want to, like, but man, unexpectedly finger blast yourself, you can one ply.
That's just, it's not, you can't blame it on unexpected if you're using one known one ply.
You just give it
I don't
little,
think it's unexpected
a
anymore.
Too much pressure.
And you know, I think you have to, that's a known risk when you're using a single ply. That you might take your own anal virginity.
That's when you get a shower after.
I know a guy. I know a very large man, and I'm not going to drop his name here. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Hop into the shower,
but I know a very large man who, after every BM that he goes, he tries to do it once every morning. It's his one morning thing, you know, and then he gets that knocked out. Once that's knocked out, it's shower time. It's easier for him. He doesn't feel like he ever gets it fully clean. He doesn't want to have it all day, you know, that way. So he... One time in the morning, super blast, and then he showers it right after.
I had a buddy that used to almost completely disrobe.
Big man, big, almost 400 pounder.
Completely disrobe. Also a bigger guy.
Almost 400 pounder,
and I remember he would always come out of the bathroom. You knew it would be bad by what level of clothing he was putting back on. Like, if he came out and he was just putting, like, his
shirt's hanging over his shoulder still, and he's just barely holding up his pants.
I lived in, like, a single dude house for a while. And yeah, man, the friends would come over and they'll freely use your bathroom that's out
it's
there.
It's a public toilet to a bunch of friends.
Yeah,
it's a party house.
And you're like, bro. And he would have like shoes and socks off, shirt off, hoodie off. You're like, and he's like, man, you got to get that naked leverage on the ground sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You got to feel the tile under your feet.
Sometimes you don't get that good relax if your feet still feel bound to one another. If you can't separate your legs.
Squatty potty.
Just boom. Well, no, but that's... There's squatty potty and there's the spread eagle stance, which I think for a lot of big guys...
Squatty potties are swinging adjustable.
Right, but I don't think...
So you can put them all the way out to here or all the way to here.
Really? I didn't know that there was adjustable potties.
Oh, they're amazing.
I've only seen the one little hard stool shape, not the...
They have ones that you... 2 foot, like, stirrups.
So it's like the Sleep Number mattress, but it's for... Wow.
This one's a little tougher. I gotta up the angle.
You know, between if you were to look at total toilet accessories, and if you were to like integrate,
what about the new bidet you could put?
I was gonna say if you were to integrate a bidet and a squatty potty, you could do a full toilet
new
seat
installable
upgrade.
Bidet infomercial.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What if you put that with your squatty potty and this and that, you could really kind of up your toilet seat game.
You know, it would be getting to the place where like Japan is already on their toilets. They got magic over there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Their fucking anal cleanliness is mwah.
Have you seen that meme that's got
that
got the little wheel on a brush, wire brush that comes up instead of a bidet? It's a little wire that hangs down in the bowl so it stays clean in the water.
Oh, God.
And when you get done, it just kinda the arm swings up and a little brush wheel on the end goes on your beehole with a little wet brush. That's
So you're telling me there's mutual beehole wet brushing happening.
Yeah, for any beehole that shares that toilet.
That's not acceptable.
It cleans itself in the water underneath.
Unacceptable.
And it's like a plastic hard bristle, like the kind you clean the bowl with. It's one of
those
brushes.
That's one of those things where, like, if you walk in and you see it, you're like, oh, I can't go here.
Yeah.
I've had bathrooms like that. And there's not many.
Bro,
like,
look, I used to work in people's homes. When I installed satellites for DirecTV, I have been in 1,000 people's homes.
If your home bathroom is like
in
that.
In Florida.
And shame on
I've
you.
I've been in Florida
shame
homes.
Shame on you if it's your home bathroom.
The worst bathrooms I've ever
seen. I was talking.
Dude, no, the worst bathrooms I've ever seen were home bathrooms, not company bathrooms, not public
the
bathrooms.
The worst bathrooms I've ever seen, poorly kept vault toilets at rest stops.
Vault toilets at
Those
rest stops?
Big, the ones where it's just a big asshole in the ground.
Oh.
And it's just a porta potty, basically.
Yeah,
you know
I know what you mean. It's
the
a camping
Cali,
one.
They have them in Cali.
And most camping sites you go to, if they have one, it's just a toilet over a giant hole.
And you walk in and you're like, this is better than a tree?
Oh, there's snakes in here. There's snakes in here. There's just shit-eating snakes in this hole.
I mean, porta potties are tough.
But at least you know. But the thing is with the porta potty, at least it's not out in the wilderness where you're like, what animal?
Like Peace and Riot.
Talks about poop.
Asterisk, and then people can go to the bottom of the website and be like, what's the asterisk mean? And just be like, 1 out of every 4 shows, we talk about feces.
That's terrible.
Just goes there. It's not
I don't
like
know why. I mean, we talked about porta potties and toilets and bidets and all that.
I guess it's a more important part of our daily lives than we understand.
Hey, look, it's important to have healthy BMs. You know me. I'm on a schedule, irregular, you know, my 3 every morning.
I have
3 every morning.
From snowboard stuff and all that. And then
you have a what?
Wrecked rear end. I'm shattering the tailbone a few times.
Really?
Then I've had issues with my stomach, as you know, like medical procedure. I've had an endoscopy. It's not fun stuff. So, yeah, it's a touchy subject. I wish I could attribute us to talking about it all the time to anything productive like those. It's not.
Hey, look, I deal with a lot of human fecal matter in my daily job.
I ask
my
him actual every morning day-to-day job. Did you have a shit fest last night?
Yeah.
I don't because like shit. I don't. It's not a, like...
Right.
It's an absurd thing that we talk about, and I apologize to everyone that we talk about it so much. Not really, but like...
I think we talk about it enough to the point that we should probably...
I have no
shame on it. Recognize
that
we should talk about it less.
Which we do, but somehow, like, not any of these 10 things that I write down here, not one of them is that. Not one.
I want to buy a nice ornate frame for that.
I want
to, but I don't want it to cover any of it, so I have to be like a pinching, a lock-in frame.
And
I'm just looking over your shoulder, and I see
that. We need
that.
To get more of those done. I love it. Like, big time.
Speaking of fans, I got to tell you, you know, meeting some
everyone's
of these fans.
On the website now, too. Darrell and Wild Child Half-Baked, the ones that contributed.
Oh, good. The ones that contributed to the...
artists and fans on the site now.
Good.
PeaceandRiot.com, our links and their links, plus Money Mike's.
So you've seen that stuff. If you've heard that stuff, if you've heard our intro and you like the guy that did it, if you like the artwork we got over there that's on our wall, and I love it. It's the only thing we have up in here besides the banner.
He just put a Dogecoin one up. Freestyle.
Which is great.
Go check it out.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And if you're not into Doge yet, and you've been listening to this show now for a while, you ought to be. And just, this is not financial advice. What are you doing? You're working over there? Gotcha.
No, just one second.
Okay.
It's an important one.
Oh, you're all good.
We have a no phone rule.
Yeah.
Which, it's good. Like, it's important. But
it keeps us focused on what we're doing.
Like, show-related stuff, you have to, you know, we're dealing with people around town.
Of course.
He sees who I'm at, he's like, oh, yeah. Certain things I have to.
Of course.
You know, but
of course.
Outside that, no, we're trying to limit the phone time during show.
Right.
We're just as addicted as the children.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, I'm excited for a lot of the upcoming stuff in the show. You know, we've been doing a lot of the cannabis education stuff, and we've discussed going forward into the 102 courses, bringing in the experts. And what you guys will see here as we start to progress going forward even more is things on screen. You'll catch infographics, words, inlays, because the computer's closer to being built, the show computer we've been working on.
You can almost get it now.
It's
but
really,
not.
Yeah, it's just the system we're using now, the processing power is really at its limit.
So
we push it to its limit to get this stuff out there to you guys across all of our platforms. But, you know, we want to be able to do more and to really take this, the video and the inlay and everything we do to that more entertaining level, easier to see level, get some cool infographics up when we're talking about stuff, show you the links, the clips. All that kind of stuff.
God, it'll be nice.
And that's coming. That's right around the corner.
And,
I'm so
you know,
excited.
It's in, I love playing with that stuff. I do a lot of the editing and stuff for everything we do. Beard wants
you
to
do
90%
well. Of it. You do
95%. Yeah, but having that is why. See, I do most of it because I taught myself doing this over the last 3-4 years of my life. Why would I have you? Like, what would be the point? You haven't. Like, it doesn't make sense for you to try and jump in.
Yeah.
It's taken me fucking years. Now with the upgrade, you know, it makes it easy. Where you don't have to do a lot and you're doing a lot.
Right.
We don't have that anywhere right now.
No.
No, we Amish as fuck.
Everything we do, it's because we're
butter churning.
We are manually churning this butter, baby.
You showed that funny picture earlier of an installed ceiling fan. And
and
it's how we work at this, and we think we've done it all right. You're looking at the ceiling fan,
you turn it on, and the lights spin in the middle, and the blades stay perfectly still.
That's us in this.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
I was like, look what we did. Look how pretty it is. Look how good it works. It's kind of working, but not.
But with
it's
even more like we don't look up at the light spinning. We're sitting under. We're like, I feel a little breeze.
Yeah,
let's go with this for a while.
Yeah,
and then after like a few weeks, we're like, oh.
But thankfully now we've got the fan ripped off. We've done all the rewiring. We're putting all the blades back in place. We've done testing.
Now we got central heating and air coming in.
Yeah. Now we've just ripped out the fan and we got AC being pumped into the house.
Man, that is fucking crazy. I want to have like a scared moments thing.
Scared moments?
Yeah. You know, I like to startle people at times around the house.
I can give you quickly the one of the times I was the most scared, and I'll take all the military stuff and time out of it, you know? But actual...
Yeah, those are like top 10.
There's a huge chunk there. We're just going to remove that,
guns
all right?
Guns, explosions, and death
are
the top of that.
Now, we're going to go to a different one, which is a much funnier story. And this was when my daughter, my youngest, was first born, okay? Now, at the time, I wasn't with my wife now. We weren't a blended family. This was both me and my then-wife's first child. I got multiple wives. Yeah.
then wives.
Never like overlapping. At that point, yeah. Never also. Overlapping. It's not polygamy type, which is cool if that's your thing. It's just not my thing. I have one wife at a time. So my then wife then, that makes sense, and my the daughter that we just had, first child. And so we're in that moment where it's the first couple weeks of that first child being at home, and it's kind of sleep deprivation. You guys are trying to take turns to get up and feed in the middle of the night, and it's every few hours and all that, you know. Now, she had a very rough pregnancy, especially the last few months, so I really was trying to step up my game.
And you were trying to be
this all-star dad and handle all the nighttime feedings, and I worked all day, and I worked all day outside in Florida in the sun. And so I came home, and I was, you know, trying to catch a nap, and I'm doing feedings, and I'm doing dinners, and I'm catching a nap. And I was super sleep-deprived on the point of delirium, and you know that for me, when I get sleep-deprived, my reality really gets hazy.
It's my favorite
really
time.
Really gets hazy.
If I could ever convince him to let me get him on mic during these times, I'm telling
you. I'll let you do it up at the cabin. We'll do some sleep study stuff up at the
this
cabin.
This dude doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't. He'll argue points that are fucking...
I'll argue about spoons that don't exist.
Stupid shit. Yeah. Same as like the first 45 minutes or so in the morning when I'm all manic hitting him up. He doesn't grasp. It takes a percent. It's about 10% every 10 minutes. He starts coming back into reality. Starts stacking back together. This dude will argue the most petty nonsense. And then as he gets out of it, he...
30 minutes later, I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I care.
Yeah, he's like, let's forget that combo.
But I woke up and I'm like, why are you talking to me about this? Yeah, and what the fuck is wrong with you? I don't know. I don't give not one shit what you...
Also, if you're having a face-to-face with him when he's been like, let's say he's worked 3 of the last 4 days, so 72 hours.
And my shifts are 24 hours apiece.
He's done. There's no reality. It's no different than talking to someone that's maybe on a tail end of like a heavy hallucination trip on like acid.
Yeah, if you've been at a party or a festival for 3 days straight, okay? And it's not that far off from working 24-hour shifts.
If you've watched any of our 100 or so episodes, first of all, thank you and hit subscribe and like and all that. But this dude, when he's tired, he'll catch the slur that's fucking...
I catch a bad slur.
You can't understand what
he's
saying.
I catch a bad slur.
No words come out right. He glassy eyes stares, you know, and that's crazy. So you can go back to getting scared on your non-sleep.
So
with the child,
I was in a delusional lack of sleep state due to the birth of my first child, and trying to be a hero dad. I was doing every nighttime feeding, you know, trying to give her a break and recuperation time from the pregnancy, and she thought it would be hilarious, and to her credit, it was. Woke me up because she was awake. She had a good night's sleep, so it was like 6 in the morning, and I was asleep next to her, so she figured I had gotten some sleep too, not knowing I had literally just finally fallen asleep after being up all night with the baby. And so she wakes me up and she goes, where's the baby? Did the baby at the restaurant last night?
Because
we had gone out to dinner last night with my parents, and the thing, that's what it was. Okay, now I remember. So I wasn't up all night with the baby. It was my first good night of sleep. It was my first good night of sleep because
you woke up all...
I had been up for 2 weeks almost all throughout the night, you know, catching only naps.
You had that goofy awake.
And so my parents had met us out for dinner and they took my daughter home with them.
So she was
gone. And so she woke me up and she goes, where is she?
That's
and I was,
up.
Huh? What? And she goes, did you leave her at the restaurant? And bro, I'm telling you, when I got up and was hauling ass out my front door with my car keys in hand, wearing only my boxers, and she's screaming, wait, because it didn't check, it didn't register.
Freaking the fuck out.
She just straight up told me what I did, and in my head I goes, yep, that must be what happened, because she's clearly not here, and that's the last time I remember seeing her, was at the restaurant. And But apparently I had started to fall asleep like at the dinner table because I was so exhausted. So she drove us home and I fell asleep in the car and I got in bed. So I didn't even remember most
terrified.
Of how the night went.
You were fucking terrified.
Heart thumping. Thought I legit left my newborn child at the restaurant.
The most scared I've been. Well, I did have a couple kids once too when they're babies. But not a one.
Side note, I've never left her anywhere.
Never forgot the forgotten kid feeling.
Yeah.
Which sucks. And you see those stories and you're like,
I probably never forgot her anywhere. A, because I'm not a total aloof parent, but B, that's, because of that.
Some of those stories, you read them, they're sad. Mm-hmm. Where you, like, just parents overworking. And they
I saw a video of a lady get pulled over by a group of teens screaming out of a car and they flagged her to get over.
On top.
Baby on the roof of the car. Yep. That's incredible,
and
man.
She had,
she's just driving, like, what are you talking about? Leave me alone. She thought she was getting harassed.
So
like,
mine in college, you know, I might be partook in some activities.
At least you didn't floor it and speed off.
The highest level of integrity or legality.
Right.
And we
were a delinquent hoodlum. You were.
We were driving home from picking up said illegal activities, which were illegal substances, and a cop pulls us over.
Some fungus, some ferns. What were you talking about?
Enough where the sentence would be outside of weed.
Okay.
It was definitely controlled. It was yeah. Bad. What we
it was
had
on the list of don't haves. Got it.
So we get pulled over. Cop comes up. There is evidence of what we have in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't wait to partake and said.
So this is it. You figure I'm getting locked up.
I already accepted it. Like,
this is
this
happening.
Guy's going to walk up. Like, he gets to the back driver corner of the car mm-hmm. there. Yep, that's an incoming call.
I'm just going to cover it so they don't get our number. You know, these people are sleuths.
That's
they're going to zoom in.
That is a number you guys can call back.
It's probably a scammer or whatever.
Or someone trying to pitch us something off the show.
Yeah, all you little sleuths that pause and zoom in on that and enhance. Enhance.
The cop gets to the back corner of my car. I can feel my friends.
Oh, it's your car. So you're taking the whole brunt of everything.
I was the college kid that had the...
Yeah, oh, that's
he gets
the worst.
To my car. You see him go to his radio like this, sprint back to his motorcycle, get on and take off.
Oh, you got that movie save where something more important happens.
Something more important happened.
Wow.
Hey, it even gives me, like,
look,
the chicken skin
dude,
talking
that,
about
that
it
is,
right now.
That is the kind of shit you want to see in movies,
two
man.
Two friends in the car go, it's a sign, we're done, we're getting the fuck out and get out of my car.
Yeah.
Go, me and my other buddy go, we agree, it is a sign that we should continue forward.
Yeah.
And so that's how that went. Never been so scared, though, as when the lights flashed and I was like, oh, speeding, that's it. But I looked down, I was going 80 and a 65. I knew I was getting pulled over.
Yeah.
And I look
and
at the
middle
console.
All, and all of your life slipping away in the console.
I mean, I was already making bad life decisions at that time. So me, myself, I wasn't as panicked as two of the good kids in the car because they were. They were just called. I had already crossed into the not good human stage.
Right.
So, yeah, that was fear. That was heart racing. Uh-oh, I'm going to see the inside. I did change my life a lot.
Speaking of heart racing.
I never traveled anymore.
Bit of a scary situation. It came up because Kitten and I were having a discussion just yesterday about statistics. And she was saying how she hated this statistic that came out because it's totally misleading. And I forget which one it was at the moment. But she was right, 100%. It was a misleading statistic. And it was clear to see that it was, you know, meant to grab most people that just go by the numbers.
Which you can manipulate anyway.
Which was what our discussion and topic was about, that you can manipulate statistics to mean anything.
Pretty much.
And I said, okay, so statistically, you're immortal. You haven't died yet. Every day you continue to live, you haven't died. So if you look at
you
the history, statistically, you're immortal. You don't die.
Or it's a plausible death outcome.
Right? Depending on how you look at it. You know, how many days have you lived? How many days have you died? You're 100 for zero. You don't die.
Yep.
So that's you know. And I said that about myself, and she goes, that's not true. I was like, oh, actually, you're right, because I did die. When you brought up heart racing, that reminded me of a story that terrified my parents because they got the phone call that their child died at school.
But isn't that near death? Because isn't the definition of death the end? Like, wouldn't you have had a near death? You can't take
I suppose, yeah. That
because
would be,
really,
the fact that I'm not dead would say it wasn't death.
Yeah, and
right?
That's only, I mean, that's semantically getting into
I'm just, but I think that's at
no,
most
no.
base core, the fact that I'm not
I,
dead means
I
it wasn't
technically
death.
If your heart stops for a significant amount of time and a doctor says that you died, you died. But by the definition of the word, death, no, it would be a near death. You experience DMT.
Yeah. So
which is cool at
a young
age.
I was in a high school gym class where normally myself and my friend are always the first two people to complete that mile and a half run we did every week on Fridays, you know?
I used to hide in that run and smoke.
No, me and my homie were always race each other, and because we always raced each other, we were always competitive enough to beat everybody else, you know? I was in good shape then. I ran track and cross country. Running was my kind of thing.
I never liked that. And I played a lot of sports. I ran in the sport very well.
Right.
Practice, I was the opposite of a practice superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I was a practice fucking schlub. That's why when I started and I would play one, the coach.
Well, you had talent. There's those that practice, and sometimes crumble under the pressure. And there's those that have talent that, like, I don't need to practice. I get out there, I do my thing, and I rock it. You know what I mean? And you have the confidence.
I should practice.
You know, you should, because you'll be better at it.
Yeah.
But so the story goes that I was in high school gym class, and this is in East County, San Diego, back in mid '90s. And so
619.
My friend and I, yeah, actually 619, in El Cajon, Spanish for the coffin. anyway, so we're in gym class, we're running, it's summer, but it's not like ridiculous. It's not 100 or nothing.
Interrupt them sometimes.
Sometimes I do. I wait because it's just, I see it, and it's normally
it,
you're
and
so
I didn't
fast
that
at
time
it.
Because I had one too.
Which stuttered me. I'm like, wait, wait, what?
I was like, let me
yeah. Just have so anyway, for some reason, one day, we're running, and I am not up there with my buddy. My buddy has now gotten to, it's, you have to do 5 laps around this little baseball complex. And so he's coming to the point where he's lapping me, and he's checking on me. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not, man. I'm tired. My shit hurts. Like, I'm just cramping, you know? And my whole body was on fire. And so I feel my heart thumping in my chest. I feel it in my head, just boom, boom, boom. And then that stops.
Scary feeling.
That stops, and that's it. The boom stops, and that's it. Now, I wake up on my back, and coach is at my chest, just heaving on me. And so...
He was panicking.
Yeah. There's a circle of kids around me. There's an ambulance backing up onto the field, because they keep... Ambulances all over the place out there, you know what I mean? And there happens to be one not far off.
I had an ambulance
so
card off moment,
they called, and coach has got, you know, he's down next to me, he's fucking heaving on my chest, and I'm getting up, and I just, my eyes are blinking open, I don't know what the fuck's going on, I'm not sure what's happening, I'm, like, I see everything, but nothing else is registering, I just see people. I'm not talking, I'm not speaking, I just see people.
It's like that Twilight Zone episode where the
I don't
guy
know what
comes
the fuck,
out of the
bro, I don't know what's happening.
You know what I'm saying?
And then it's like, ooh. I blink a couple times, and I'm in this fucking ambulance, and I blink a couple times, and now I'm in a hospital room, and my parents are next to my bed, and the doctor is next to me, and they got all kinds of things on my fucking chest and stuff, and they're like, yeah, your heart just stopped. Just stopped. So we're running tests now. We've just injected a bunch of bubbles into your veins, and we're tracking them now on this EKG, and we're going to see if the bubbles are leaving places in your heart that they're not supposed to, if they're getting out, because we think that you got holes in your heart and your
air bubbles. You check an inner tube for a leak with soapy water.
Exactly. So they're doing that with my veins, because I think my heart has holes in it, and it's just not getting the pressure it needs, and so it's just squirting out.
That's
in place.
Never an activity you want to be a part of either.
So yeah,
checking
so,
your heart for leaks.
And remember, to me, 3 seconds ago, I'm in gym class, and I blinked, and I was laying down in the middle of a field, and I blinked, and I'm in an ambulance, and I blinked, and now I'm in the hospital, and there's a doctor, both my parents, and yeah. So it turns out it was a acne medication confliction.
A fucking
they
side
had,
effect.
Between crossing different acne medications, Accutane was new at the time. Which is a very famous medication now. Azithromycin, erythromycin are antibiotics and stuff.
And you mix them.
And they had me on all of them. And now they won't put you on all of them, because what they've found out is if you do that, it can potentially stop your heart.
Fucking crazy shit.
And so I was one of the reasons why they found that out. I was one of the rare case side effects where they're like, oh, yeah, so this can kill you technically if... You
I
know,
just got knocked out cold in a football game. I didn't have a heart stoppage.
I had a heart stoppage.
Jesus, that's fucking...
But thankfully, there was no holes there. The test went through. They were able to tell, you know, when they did the toxicologies, and one of the doctors was like, yeah, that actually, there's reports coming out now that says this
it's
can't be...
It's crazy to think about that, too. Like, running around a little track, nothing happening, and then because of some acne medication...
Like, 15 years old. 15 years old.
Healthy
just,
kid.
Boom.
Everyone's like, oh... Fuck, that teacher's like, not on my watch, for the love of God, please, not on my watch. He was doing CPR.
Thank goodness for him. Yeah.
Like, he's never done it before in his life. He's like, for the love of God, not on my watch. I mean,
and look,
a terrible
I don't,
way to look at it, but...
I don't remember his name.
Every time he was fucking,
And I feel bad about it now, the fact that I don't remember his name, you know, but it's been 15, 16...
I had a fucking
no,
wounded
fuck, 17,
soldier
18,
situation
19
in the
years.
House the other day, because we had a lot of kids, and they just have this tendency to not finish a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I call those wounded soldiers.
Wounded.
And I don't know why I thought about it right this moment, but probably because I'm thirsty, I was going to take a swig of water. I grabbed the soda.
Okay.
off the counter thinking it was my cold, fresh one I had just opened.
And it was a flat, warm soda?
Oh, I would have been happy with soda in it. I don't know what was in it. I'll tell you
like
what.
Like a cleaning product?
No. What it seemed to me is like maybe someone had thrown something in the sink and it also had got... It was solid. So your first gulp of...
Solid
not,
like milk? Solid, chunky, solid?
Yeah. So think you go to take a drink of a refreshing cold carbonated beverage. I think it was a Canada Dry ginger ale, to be honest, which is a delicious drink.
But it's dirty dishwater with chunks
and
of like wet pancake
and you take
in
that,
it?
That swig of like
bloated bread,
though. Like you're going for the deep swig. It's not like the opening sip.
You want that good.
You don't go, I already did the.
You're at that point where you don't care if it dribbles down the side of your mouth. You're going to keep going anyway.
I did the ksh in the good drink and I sat it down. I went and gamed and I got more medicated and then I had cotton mouth. I grabbed this cold drink thinking,
about to pound this sucker.
I grab it. Brain doesn't quite qualify yet. It's not cold.
The outside edge of the glass is still cool to your touch initially.
It's not as cold as it should be. I should have grabbed it. But once again, I was sitting playing games. I didn't think. And I go, good. Oh, fuck all of alls. Hey, that stuff came out my nose. I went to the sink. Surprise yuck is the worst. Wounded soldier. So I have a lot of those. I partied pretty hard in college.
I don't.
Beer bottles. And in Northern California, chew spit. Okay?
Bro.
So this was a problem. No. And I grew up in a hillbilly area. And any bottle or thing that they could find sitting around that wasn't fucking in someone's hand, they would hit you with a little
boo.
They would boo their dauber in them. And they would set them around. Well, when you're 17 or 18 and you've had about 10 to 15 Coors Light, Miller Light, Bud Light, Michelob Light, whatever shitty beer, Natty Light you drink, every one of these bottles sitting on the counter, all 15 of them, they're grabbable for you. One, it could only be one that you see 15 times because you're wasted. So you grab that beer bottle and you with your friends. And it's chew spit.
Uh-huh.
That's an instant projectile vomit.
Yep. 100%. There's no saving that. That is wretched.
I've drank cigarette butts out of them.
I've drank cigarette butts out of a beer bottle that, you know, somebody just was like, oh, I'm done with this, and they put it out.
It was a cold
beer. Even my
beer.
Own beer.
It was a cold
my
beer.
My own beer that's out there, and you just don't look at the table.
I want to hear other people's wounded soldiers. That can be everywhere. It's not just party stuff.
I can tell you my older brother's wounded soldier, I guess.
Which
is not real, a wounded soldier. I don't know. I don't even know calling it that for some reason. It just sits wrong with me.
I think my grossest, it was just what we
called it. I get it.
It was just the verbiage forever growing
my
up.
My older brother left, we all had our sodas on the patio when we were playing in the yard, and he went back to grab his and took a big old swig, and a bee had gotten in there and it got him, it stung him in the lip.
I would die.
Right where the lips meet the gums.
I would die.
It stung him right in there and man.
Recently I did a bad protein shake one.
Yeah.
So like in the morning, you know, I like to make a protein shake and I have all these shakers so they're all the same and everything. I guess I had made one.
And left it, and it went
left
chunky
it.
And bad. And
so, but I had sat it next to the sink.
You need to do better, like dish control at your house.
No, they're all by the, because we had that island.
Okay.
So half island, there can be
that's
food
right.
on,
I
and then
your
half
new house
the sink.
There, yeah.
Yeah. So this is all there. So it's the placement I have to work on, because this thing was at the corner of the sink. So I had made one and everything, left it on that counter. Went it, you know, did my normal stoner wander.
Medicaid
around.
Come back, fucked it
come
up.
Come back, and I just scooped it. Scooped
you,
it.
You've been now scooping the wrong drinks way too much, man.
Luckily, on that one, though, I didn't take the swig. As soon as I opened the top and brought it to my mouth, I was like, first I thought, you know how sometimes milk products are that? If you don't wipe clean the mouth, you'll catch a little stank. You catch a little of the stank.
You get
stank.
That milk that builds up on the layer and gets crusty.
I'm so out of it, and it's way early in the morning. I get a paper towel, and I just wipe that, thinking, if I just clean this, I go again to the mouth.
Oh, man.
And then the stench is there still,
that's
and I'm
bad,
like,
bro.
Whoa. I look in it, and I'm like, Oh yeah, because it was like half empty. I was like, whoo, that would have been, I can't do texture. Texture gets me.
Yeah.
Food, flavor-wise, like my least favorite food, Brussels sprouts, as we've talked about, I try and eat.
We think that's a chemical issue
but
there.
But I still try to eat them, because the texture's not bad on them. I can't.
Especially if you grill them or roast them or something, but it's
unknown texture. Uh-huh. Like if I think I'm going for a soda pop, and it's schmegma.
Bro, why do you have to say schmegma?
It's all mouthfully moist. You get that water mouth.
I don't
care
about those words. Moist doesn't bother me.
I know, but where you get that water mouth, where you just kind of hang.
And it just drools out of everywhere.
And you're like, how am I making this much saliva?
How does my mouth just drool
and
like
it's
this?
Just like, you're like, I'm glad we have tile floors. Sorry, I apologize for that one. No,
as you should.
Yeah, bad drinks. That's what those are. Bad fucking drinks, and they are too.
I'm excited for coming up. We have my tattoo work.
Oh yeah, I tried to get the frame and the disaster piece around.
And I even talked to the tattoo artist about it.
Who said it was a good idea too?
No. He goes, that would be neat, but the problem is, it's only fun to be the butt of all the jokes for a little while. And it turns the entire back piece into a joke, and it also limits what I can put around,
because I want to be the butt of the jokes all the time.
Like, what would you get though as a joke tattoo?
I don't know. That's what we would have to figure out.
Put in the comments what kind of tattoo you want to see him get for his first and only tattoo on that otherwise
this
pristine porcelain figure.
But I would get I'm the opposite. I'd be like, yep, mine's shite. But I have to find like a guy in his garage, like you had yours done, to get it done truly shite.
Or you get an expert to do a shite tattoo, like...
But that's kind of like cheating.
No, like you have all the kids draw a picture with crayon, and then you have him do that exact thing on there.
Might actually be...
You see what I mean? And that way you're getting a perfect thing.
Kids are actually pretty good artists, so that wouldn't...
Have each of the kids draw a picture.
Tell them, hey, you guys draw what you think I look like.
Get one sheet of paper and have each of the kids, because you got a small baseball team.
A gaggle of children.
So get each one of them to draw a picture of themselves on the paper on the same sheet, and then take that sheet to have done. So each one of them gets to do their own caricature, and it'll be on you forever.
I think I'd rather have mine try and draw something good that doesn't come out good and actually be an absolute disaster.
Like ask somebody to draw a car. When you ask a blind person to draw a car and they've never seen a car before.
And
you're like...
Or ask you to draw a self-portrait of me.
Yeah.
And get that tatted.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'll try and draw a picture of Beard and show it to everyone.
I won't. I won't put anybody through that. I won't try to draw anything
because
I love you guys. And I don't want to lose you or have you think less of me when you see my ability to draw or lack thereof. And it's definitely a lack thereof.
My artistic ability when it comes to actual, like, application of drawing by hand. Might as well. You could coin flip. I use my hand or my feet. Your choice.
Dude, I'm so bad I can't draw a bath.
You can do hand or foot next to each other drawing and be like, okay, pick which one I did with my hand, which one with my foot, and you'd be like, oh, this is a fucking toss-up. That bad. Unless it's the little triangle drawing. I can do my triangle drawing. I have a one that's just...
I don't. No. Stop.
Just
nobody
saying,
wants to see
they do.
Or hear
it's just
the triangle drawing. It is extremely inappropriate.
But that's okay. You can have inappropriate moments in life. So we do love all the support always from everybody. The giveaway stuff, we'll probably do one a month. Something nice.
Not seven. We're not going to do seven every month.
No, that was a backlog
That was
years.
A 420 thing.
And that stuff was just saved up.
So
you guys cleared
stuff.
Us out. We appreciate
it. Yeah, we unloaded all of it. So now we're starting from scratch. And I tell you what, every month we'll just save up whatever we come across.
And throw it out.
And we'll do one or two, if we, you know, depending on how much we have. And we'll do a giveaway once a month.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like the fan interaction and the lives. I appreciate all the support, especially the Canada fam, all the local. I mean, just everything. You know, I had to mail some across country. We have Canada fam. Hopefully they can win some too. I'd like to do some international billing.
You know,
I think that'd be fun. Peaceandriot.com. It'll have everything coming up. I'll have all the stuff from the giveaway so you can see the enjoyment of the swag bags, which was they're just great. And I appreciate everybody's love for that. And we will have new Cannabis Academy up. And
a canopy? You said a canopy.
I
heard
that. I got that nasal bubble on that one, which was weird.
Just fucks up the air pressure in your voice enough to throw.
So
that's Cannabis Academy.
Like,
and you can catch
that
play stream
on
YouTube or there on the website, peaceandriot.com.
But thank you guys. As always, make sure you subscribe and hit like. Jump in the comments there. It helps in the algorithm. Share. That's like the super algorithm bomb.
Love it. Yeah. If you take our stuff and you share it on your Reddit or you share it on your Twitter or you share it on your Facebook, that is the biggest, not only compliment to us, but it helps us out immensely. So thank you. We appreciate it. We love you. We look forward to doing the next live. Bye.